This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. The White House is denying that President Donald Trump's comments urging voters in North Carolina to vote by mail and then try to vote again in person to test the mail-in ballot system this year are aimed at undercutting the presidential election. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany insisted the president has fought hard for an election system that is fair and free from fraud or abuse.
So what Democrats want you to do is say, trust us, but don't verify. Don't verify that your vote's been counted. This president's trying to enfranchise Americans, which is exactly what he's been saying. He wants every American to have a vote.
Earlier, Trump had tweeted that people who vote by mail early should show up at polling places and vote again if their ballots haven't been counted. That was a slight walk back from comments on Wednesday when he suggested people vote twice to test the mail-in system. The president claims, without evidence, that the November 3rd election will be awash in fraud because so many voters will mail in their ballots to avoid being exposed to the coronavirus at polling sites. Former Vice President and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden met Thursday with the family of Jacob Blake, a black man shot by white police officers in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Biden is using his trip to try to find common ground. He is meeting with business figures, civic leaders, and law enforcement. The battleground state finds itself at the center of a national reckoning on racism, police violence, and protests after a white Kenosha police officer shot Blake, a black man, in the back. President Donald Trump visited Kenosha 2 days ago, but concentrated on praising law enforcement, accusing protesters of domestic terrorism. This is